Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, it's time for me to do some. This takes me back when it's just one-on-one with me and this next gentleman. I did a show on KDK AM on Saturday afternoons from 4 to 7, from 1993 to 2002, obviously 9/11 blew me out of the water, but every Saturday afternoon I would talk to Bob Walk. Bob, do you remember those days? Do we have Bob there? Let's try it again. Bob? Man, I give it the big grind up and he's not even there. We're going to try to get Bob hooked up there for some reason. We're not getting him right now. Bob is brought to you by Xfinity, America's best internet service provider, according to speedtest.net. I give him the big windup, and he's not there. We're going to try to get him back here real soon. I got a lot of stuff I want to ask him about Archer, about the opener tonight, just about how hard it is to manage a team when you got to go to the bullpen like that. And it's just so hard what these injuries to Tyone and Williams are doing to the Pirates, and it's a shame because I really loved the pitching coming in, and I thought Archer would be a lot better than he has been. Didn't think Lyles would be this good, but so far so good for him. He gets a start tomorrow. So far so good. What's his ERA? 1.97. I'd say that's pretty good. A 4-1 record. I'd say that is pretty good. He's been their best starter, so we'll see if he can keep it up tomorrow against Colorado. That's a day game at 12:35 before the Dodgers come in. I believe we're going to see Ryu here Saturday. He hasn't given up an earned run. He's gone 31 innings without giving up a run. He's been the best pitcher in baseball as of late, so it's not going to be an easy weekend. The Dodgers, of course, swept the Pirates in L.A. At the end of April, so the Pirates know all about how hard it is to face the Dodgers. All right, let's try it again. Mr. Bob Walk joining us. Hey, Walk. Bob, how are you?
Good, Ron. Sorry I dropped your call there for a second.
Yeah, I give a big build up to how we used to do this every Saturday from 93 to 2002, and I was waiting to see if you remembered, and it dropped off on us.
Oh, I remember for sure, but we didn't have this high-tech stuff back then.
Oh, that's for sure.
Actually, I had to have a phone and a cord back in those days.
Yeah, it was a little bit different. I have fond memories of talking to you back then. It was a lot of fun, that's for sure. Well, let's start with Chris Archer, Bob. What'd you see last night? Again, just not quite enough for me. I don't know how you felt.
Yeah, I've been listening to your show today. I think you pretty much got it, got what I think, that, yeah, he was better than the last start, but he's not where he needs to be. I said on a post game last night that, I'm willing to just, relax a little bit, though, and see where this takes us. Another two or three starts, hopefully, he'll be, what we hoped that we were trading for. Last year, it's kind of what happened, off to a slow start, and then he started pitching well at the end of the year. Just two starts since coming off what they used to call the DL, the IL, I guess nowadays. So I'm gonna be a little more patient with him, and I really liked also what he said to you when you're asking those questions last night. That shows you that he's a personality-wise, he's a man. He's gonna stand there and answer your questions with patience and professionalism.
Yeah, Bob, my problem is he's not real efficient with his pitches. I mean, this has not been a trend. He had 92 through five innings last night. Now, both he and Hurdle said he could have come out for a sixth if he had to. They had to pinch hit for him because you were down, four to nothing. But he just doesn't seem to get deep into games for me. Out of 17 starts in Pittsburgh, I think only six of the 17 he's gone six innings.
I agree. That's as much a problem as not pitching well and having a high ERA. You would like your starters to go six innings. I think that's the nowadays that's the goal of everybody, and he hasn't done that very often. And that's just another kind of a mark against him since he's been here. But I know that the guy that pitched for Tampa is in there somewhere. We saw flashes of it at the end of last season. And I think we don't have any other choice but to cross our fingers and hope he gets it figured out.
Well, he didn't have a lot of luck last night. They botched that rundown play, and that's always disheartening. He should have been able to get out of the second inning. They botched that. Then the home run. Now, I know Story hit it a long way, but, man, Reynolds had a chance. It hit his glove, and I'm not blaming Reynolds, but might have been a little different if Archer had got out of the first three innings without giving up a run.
Yeah, the ball hitting the runner in the helmet, that cost him extra pitches. And you don't like to talk about luck when somebody is scuffling. It's like a hitter, that's scuffling to get hits, and the ever borderline pitch goes against him. But it is what it is, and he's a big boy. He's been around for a long time. He needs to accept responsibility for this, which he is, and he needs to get better because he's better than what he's showing.
Yeah, those two walks, too, back-to-back on eight pitches, and then you end up facing Charlie Blackmon, who I think is a really fine hitter. He gets the two-run triple, and that was pretty much the story because the bats didn't do much last night against Marquez, did they?
Yeah, that's another thing. It's like, we spent some time talking about, Archer last night after the game, and as it turned out, didn't make any difference. I mean, that was an old-time butt kicking right there. I mean, if this was in the past, that would have been a complete game shutout. We just couldn't seem to do anything against Marquez.
Bob, today you're going with the opener, the closer, whatever you want to call it, Montana Durapu. That's got to be hard for a manager to and I think he got lucky a little bit. He got three innings from Stratton last night. But how hard is it to manage a game when you know you're going to have to use five or six pitchers and then get ready for a day game tomorrow?
Yeah, it's very tough, especially when the starting rotation is kind of up in the air right now. You can't really depend on innings from anybody right at this stage. So it's going to be a difficult thing. It is a little easier because the bullpens nowadays are a little bit deeper. They got more people out there to use, but still, you have to pick your spots to pinch hit because every time you make a pitching change, you don't want that pitcher coming up to hit next inning because you have a big bullpen, but now you have a very limited bench. Not too many guys you can send up there to hit. And Cervelli is one of those guys. Is he healthy? Is he scuffling with the bat anyway? So it really, I think, limits the things that, any manager can do, and Clint, obviously, in this situation.
Bob, I don't know. You've been around a long time, just like me. I don't know that I've ever seen a guy with worse luck than Cervelli. It's like the ball is a magnet to his body in bad places, whether he's batting, it hits his wrist, his elbow, his forearm, his back. He's catching. He gets the foul balls in the neck, in the head, in the arms. I've seen him get hit with the backswing of bats of guys at the plate. Have you ever seen anything like it?
No, to be honest with you, I haven't. It seems like it's not just this year. Through his whole Pirate career, there's always these freak things that are happening to him. And, very seldom do you see a game where the trainer doesn't have to, come out and check him out to see if he's going to be okay and can just stay in the game. Sometimes, when he was having the concussion problems, trainers were coming out two or three times during the same game. So something that I have never seen before where, somebody is constantly getting, hurt like that behind the plate. It's very bad luck, I guess. I don't know how else to explain it, But the ball, the bats, whatever, does find him all the time. And, you know, right now it's kind of like a double whammy because he's having such a hard time getting his bat going. And it's just not there for him. And that, you know, getting hurt and limiting the work he can do just makes it even tougher.
We're talking to Pirates broadcaster Bob Walk here on the Cook and Joe Show. Bob, you think we might see Mitch Keller on Monday with that doubleheader? They got 13 games in the next 12 days before their next day off. I'm thinking maybe Monday will be the day.
I think you might be right. It reminds me of somebody else that got called up on Memorial Day with a 5-0 record.
Who would that have been?
I don't know. It was long ancient times ago.
How did you do on that day?
Not too good. The world champion Pirates kind of knocked me around a little bit.
This was when you were with Philadelphia, right?
Yeah.
We got to find out one day sooner or later, I guess, what Keller has. I guess he had 7 innings, 1 run last night at Indianapolis.
In a perfect world, you could take all the time you wanted. But with the injuries we've had this year, they've already been kind of pushed to do some things that they probably weren't ready to do. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. Reynolds, for instance, he got up here really quicker than I think they thought, but he's been fantastic.
He's holding his own. There's no question about that. Tucker, man, he's a good fielder, but he's struggling at the plate still, Bob. And I don't know. I'm wondering if you go to Newman once in a while more to get his bat in. But yet, I love Tucker's defense and enthusiasm.
Yeah, so do I. I mean, you kind of watch a little while, see how it plays out. But that's what we're seeing right now is Newman is starting to hit, and Tucker is still struggling a little bit. And, you know, we're hanging right in here in this race to this point, even with all the injuries. So some tough decisions might be made, as far as we got to put the, the best guys out there, the guys that gives us the best chance to win. In some situations you might have to lean, more toward offense depending on what the rest of the offense is doing.
Bob, we had another replay incident last night, and I thought they took forever to make the determination. They said it was a minute 55. It seemed like it was 10 minutes before they decided on the tag play at first base. Elmore was convinced the pitcher missed the tag. They looked. Finally, they said, yeah, he's out, and Hurdle got thrown out. And I know the rule is you can't argue replayed calls, and Clint knew it and just said he felt like he had to defend his team a little bit there. What did you think of that play? Did they miss the call, even with replay?
That was the worst replay call I've ever seen.
Wow, because there's been
I'm not a fan of replay. Anyway.
There's been a few of those, and do you say it's the worst?
That was horrendous. He didn't come within 6 inches of tagging him, as far as I could see. I saw some replays that showed nothing but clear air. I don't know what they were looking at. I started getting a little concerned when they take, 10 days to make a decision. Like, what are they seeing that we're not seeing? But the replays I saw two of them that showed no contact. All he tried to do, I said on the air, I said, the only thing they can do is throw a flag for holding because he grabbed him as he went by.
I think Hurdle just had enough, I mean,
absolutely.
He just goes, he knew as soon as he stepped out of the dugout he was going to get tossed.
When he come out of the dugout, I mean, that didn't surprise me at all. I mean, enough's enough. That was ridiculous.
Bob, what's the solution? Do we go back the way it used to be with no replay? I mean, we're never going to do that. But even with it, we're not happy.
Exactly. So, I mean, I've said since they brought this in that I don't like replay. I don't like replay in any sport. I'm not a big guy on, we got to get every call right. Who cares? It's a game. Let's just play and enjoy it. So I'm not, in that camp. I try not to get up on my soapbox very often because I know that MLB and the Pirates want it a different way than what I do. So I pretty much keep my mouth shut. I did have to say a few things on the air last night because it was just a ridiculous play. But I know that I'm from an era that's not coming back, and so for the most part, I just keep my mouth shut.
Well, you're from my era, Bob, so it's okay. We'll get old together and be old grumps together, okay?
I hear you. That's where I'm headed, that's for sure.
What do you expect tonight? What's good for DeRapu? 2 innings? hope to get three? I mean, last week he gave up, what, one hit, no runs, in two innings. He had four strikeouts. I think they'd almost sign for that again tonight, wouldn't they?
Yeah, probably. I mean, heck, as long as he's getting them out, I'd just leave him out there. Who cares? Maybe we'll get five out of him. Who knows?
And then try to
get it. That's another old thing, is if the pitcher's getting the other team out, you leave him alone. That's not necessarily happens anymore, but heck, you know, if he's out there pitching really well like he has since he's got here, let the kid pitch.
Bob, I appreciate it as always, man. I'll see you at the park a little bit later this afternoon, okay?
All right, I'll be there.
All right, Pirates announcer Bob Walk, always fun. I go back with him a long way. I covered him. When I say we're both getting old, we are both getting old.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.